thing here for me in a minute. Well, good evening, everyone. Looks like we've got a good crowd. Some folks are gone and on vacation. We just got back. We had wanted to go to Glacier National Park for many, many years, and we got that opportunity, and it was fantastic. A little boy was leading his sister up a mountain, a high incline, a steep path. And the way was not easy. It was tough. It was difficult. We just experienced 65 miles of that this last week. I know what that is. You're looking up. You're heading towards a goal. There's rocks everywhere. You're on a path. And you go, how in the world am I going to get up there? This little girl said, why, this isn't a path at all. It's all rocky and it's bumpy. And her brother replied, sure, the rocks are what you climb on. That is remarkable advice, ladies and gentlemen. What do you do with the rocks that you face in this life? The rocks you face on life's mountains. There are many mountains. If anybody walked a mountainous, rocky mountain, at least in my mind, it was Joseph. You stop and think about it. He was pampered by his father. He was hated by his brothers. He was sold for a slave. What else? Imprisoned, apparently forsaken. But what about the rocks on the mountain? The rocks on the mountain helped him to climb higher. And one day, Joseph became second in command of all of Egypt. Moses, I believe, had a similar experience. If you'll go back and read the story of Moses, I think you can go and read the story of David and you will see the same thing there. Go and look at Daniel. Take a look at Paul. Those of you that were in the class today, go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Look at verse 8 through 12 again and see that mountain. See that incline. See those rocks that he had certainly had to face. But you know, the thing that impresses me about all of these men is that they didn't complain. They didn't complain about the rocks. They didn't complain about the incline. They didn't complain about the difficult path. This right here is a picture of one of the paths that we took, and you had to climb that to get where you're going, you know, to get to the top of the mountain, if you will. And that was the goal. It was to get to the top of the mountain. And, you know, Paul and David and Daniel and Joseph, they all accepted that vertical incline. They saw it as a goal. They were looking to the top of the mountain. And they used all the rocks and everything as stepping stones, all of the problems in life, in order to attain the top of the mountain. It's all in how you look at it, ladies and gentlemen. We're all going to face mountains in this life that are going to be difficult to climb. Problems and trouble. Are we going to complain about the road? Are we going to gripe about the situation? Situations that we're all going to face. So I was thinking about this. About getting to the top of the mountain. We made it to the top of, I didn't think we'd ever make it to the top of that thing, but that's called Ptarmigan Tunnel. I don't know how many of you have ever seen Ptarmigan Tunnel, but these people decided to bore a hole right through a mountain. One side of this tunnel looks like what's behind you there, and the other side I don't have a picture of, but it's just fabulous. But the thought that came to my mind is what is the top of the mountain for you, Steve? What is the real mountain you're trying to climb? And of course, our goal is heaven. That's the highest mountain, right? We want to attain that goal. But what are the other mountaintops that you need to pursue in your life? Well, as a mom and a dad, I can tell you what one ought to be. Is when you take a look at those little girls that you have, those little boys that God has blessed you with, you have to understand that they're going to be facing a very steep incline in their life. Now the question is, what is the top of the mountain for those little boys? Certainly heaven is the goal, right? But what are the other mountains? That's what I want you to think about. What are the other mountains? I'll tell you what it ought to be with your little boys. Are my little boys going to be trained and love the scripture and love God Almighty enough that one day they'll become an elder in the church? Is that your goal, parents? Is that what we're trying to instill in our little boys? To be great providers, see, that's the top of the mountain. So many men today, they don't make it up that mountain. What about the little girls? What's their mountain to climb? Are they going to be a great mother and a great grandmother? Are they going to be a wonderful wife? Are they going to be a great homemaker? Are they going to be the Proverbs 31 woman? Who used her time so wisely. Is that your goal, moms and dads? Is that what you're instilling into these little girls and these little boys? I think it's important. And I think it's something that we need to think about. We want to make it to the top of the mountain. I want to go to heaven when I die. I hope you do too. I'm here to tell you something. In the 61 years that I've lived, there have been a whole lot of inclines, a whole lot of rocks, a whole lot of boulders, and a whole lot of things I've had to deal with, just like you. What's our attitude going to be? Are we going to trust in God? Are we going to put our faith in Him? Are we going to live our life for Him? Are we going to be an example, a reflection of Jesus Christ in our life? Are we going to look at that mountain and say, no way are you going to whip me. I'm going to whip you.